It's a program that's an alternative to those who are arrested for marijuana possession, which for less than 10 grams, 10 grams or less. They can have an opportunity to participate in a diversion program, which consists of drug treatment, counseling, which is run through the state's attorney's office and along with the substance abuse office in respective jurisdictions.
Now, is this would this become mandatory as opposed to a sentence, or would this just be another option for a judge?
It's an option for the individual who decides to participate in the program.
Yeah. So if the individual says, I'll go into treatment, they won't go to jail?
After they have to successfully complete the program, and then they'll come back, and that will be removed from their sentencing.
I was going to ask, does the record get cleared once they complete this? Because I know one of the things with decriminalization is they don't want, and the supporters that even say younger African-American men is who they really are talking about, with decriminalization, they don't get a criminal record if they're fined. Would they, if you complete the program, would you get a...
Right, it'd be clear, provided they do complete the program.
Why is something like this needed?
I think for me personally, I'm not there for legalization of marijuana, and it's another alternative between legalization and those bills that are out there for decriminalization. This is another avenue when someone is arrested that they can participate in this program. And it's more than just having someone pick up trash from community service. It gives them something that really they can be able to get treatment in, because you well know marijuana sometimes leads to other things. So we're trying to get them early, and it gives them that opportunity. And we put it in as a bill that could be used statewide.
And as I look at the bill, it's a very narrow definition as to who would be eligible for this. You would not – it's not somebody that's charged with a DUI or has a DUI on their record. It's not somebody charged with another offense. Talk a little bit about that.
It's for someone who – they made a mistake. They got arrested. Person is over 18, because we have programs for those in juvenile services portion of it. So it gives them an opportunity to just be able to not have this on their records. They can't be repeat offenders of this, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it gives them that start if they just an option for them to be able to partake in.
I understand that this bill, I guess, will have to go to the task force that Delegate Frick's chairing, that's reviewing all the marijuana legislation. Is that where this bill heads?
I would imagine so. All the marijuana bills, right. You know, they already, I think they started that today
in terms of
the hearing. So, but we'll see. Because it's in rules right now, so it has to come out of rules.
Okay. Let me ask you just from your position of leadership, where do you see this marijuana debate heading? I know Delegate Anderson is arguing and proposed the legalization bill, their decriminalization bill, legalization for recreational use. Where do you see the House going with this issue this year?
I don't see any legalization bills passing this year. I think that there will be studying the total issue, and they'll be following what's happening in Colorado and Washington State, in terms of what some of the pitfalls there or what some of the success or non-success.
You yourself and your colleagues just not comfortable with moving with legalization yet?
Well, our state's attorney's association throughout the state, they are not in support of that. Mm-hmm. It'll still illegal on the federal level, and I think that we need to wait and see until jumping in to see what the other two states who have tried this, what their record are on that.
Let me get back to this, but would this have to be the treatment program? Would this have to be a residential treatment program, or could this be outpatient? I mean,
it could be outpatient through the various jurisdictions and what they have in terms of substance abuse treatment.
And the court would decide what's acceptable.
Yes, yes.
It's not just, somebody comes up with their own treatment plan.
Right. No. It had to be something that is certified through the particular county.